Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The right fielder, Kevin Baez. Batting third. The first baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Nepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Nepper. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Christensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran strikes out. One out. Kevin Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into right field. Christensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Christensen. Cruz goes all the way around to score. Mumphrey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rafael Santana now playing shortstop. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nepper strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Darling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Christensen reaches second base with a double. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling strikes out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 1 in the game. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Cruz moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Mumphrey scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Nepper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doran for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baz hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Christensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Christensen reaches third base with a triple. Knight goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Astros. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christensen scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0-for-1 in the game. Darling bunts towards the mound. Nepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santana for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-2 in the game. Walling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Walling reaches second base with a double. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walling moves to third. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Garner reaches second base with a double. Walling scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to third. Mukie Wilson pinch runs for George Foster. Bill Dolly now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strawberry tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Astros. Danny Heap pinch hits for John Christensen. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Ron Reynolds. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now catching. Danny Heap now playing right field. Howard Johnson now playing left field. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dolly hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 3 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Joe Zambito now pitching. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Doran moves to second. It's 5-3, Astros. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman pinch hits for Joe Zambito. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Wally Backman now playing second base. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hurdle for a passed ball. Garner moves to second. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Dipino now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Dipino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dipino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dipino moves to second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dipino scores. Doran moves to third. It's 6-3, Astros. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. Baz moves to second. It's 7-3, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Astros. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Heap moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.